It was a mistake, really. I shouldn't have gone there. But living in squatted accommodation off Tottenham Court Road, which is only about 10 minutes walk from St Martin's School of Art, made that possible. It made it possible for me to be there for those, whatever it was, 3.5 years. So, I was squatting there and at college. I was at St Martin's. It was an awful place, really, a complete dump. I don't think I learned anything. In fact, I think that the sum total is negative. I think I came out with less confidence and less knowledge and less creativity from St Martin's than I did when I went in. It was a wasted 4 years, really, except in one regard, one very important regard, in that it put me in touch with a bunch of people who were my own age, but in a year above me in the academic progression. Karen Gregory and Kim Bennett and Chris Reeves. And I'm still in touch with them now. And as a result of being in touch with them, I managed to find somewhere to live in Huntley Street, this big squat that I was in. I was living in another squat at the time. And I was able to transfer to this place because of knowing them. And I think the great positive I got out of those years was getting to know that group of people, really. And they were working in the sculpture department. They were refugees from the painting department, had moved over to sculpture. And Chris was working in film. He was, which he still does now, through Platform Films, socialist film making setup. So, yeah, that was a big positive that I got from those years. And at the end of those years, I actually started painting murals. I think the first murals I did were painted when I was still formally, theoretically speaking, at St Martin's.